Hello everyone, this is VR Podcasting, aka Paul Hopkins, with another Usher Pause for Thought update. Quite a bit to tell you one way or the other. I know it hasn't been long since I did an update, but a lot's happened today that I really want to cover, because it's been quite significant. I think I've covered quite a few different things. I really feel like I've had a busy afternoon, which has been fantastic. So I shall tell you all about it. Just let this fade out here. Thanks to some lovely feedback I've been getting from different people as well about the Usher's update. Robert RJ Net was saying that he really liked this music, and we've gone for the B side of the original Wonder Dog rough mix. This is the Down on the Farm, which, as I said, was the B side of the of that song, of the rough mix single. He said it sounds a bit like Genesis. It does a bit, although I'm sure Phil Collins would not be wanting to play his drums that ordinarily. Who knows? He may have done. Anyway, not the point. It's speculation. Who knows? Someone left a wiki and tell me. So what's been happening? Lots has been happening today. We had a really good session. I know that people say, you know, sometimes you'll have really crap walks and sometimes, you know, it'll go really well and it's a bit of a mix. But I think this was a bit of a mix, but I still felt good about it. So, what did we do? Well, we went on our route to Sainsbury's again, just to practice straight to the curbs. Let me think of the route. Out of my house, find right, walk down, find our landmark, which then is at the bottom of a bit of a slope. And then you straight to the curb, which he does, and then cross, and then straight to the curb, find right, and then he walks straight on, and then you have to do find left, because there are different ways you can go. And then we get onto another little curb, and then we cross over, and then it's straight, and then follow the shoreline round, basically. But there's within that, there's lots of keep in and keep over, keep in and over. So we did all that, and obviously he was anticipating little bits, and we had a distraction, and she said, you know, really, the trainer said, really, that's not a bad thing. So quite a distraction. It was a big, nasty dog with a big muzzle on it, and I was told that he probably could have eaten poor Usher there and then on the spot for a little snack. We moved on. I would say there that I had, I'm good at correcting Usher when it's a minor correction. I'm good at knowing when he's doing something he shouldn't be doing and getting distracted, but I'm not very good at knowing, getting it right when it escalates. And so, what I needed to have done really was, either corrected him with the flick of the harness. But in this case, it was more like take the lead in your right hand, flick the lead, and if anything, kind of pull him, bring him towards the, not pull him, but bring him towards me, and keep in kind of thing, just to get out of the way, and then move in a straight line to keep him straight, really, essentially. It's a very hard one, and one that I'll just have to get used to. I'm hoping to nail that tomorrow, which will be the 25th, probably today, as in Saturday. We may get more opportunity to really correct that and make sure that I'm comfortable with it. I also feel guilty because, you know, it's not Usher's fault that he's being barked at by a stupid tweety dog, and then he said something else then. It's a bit frustrating, but he does need correcting, and as I've been told by people that really he won't hold it against me, and that he wants to know, and he wants to be sure that I know what I'm doing. So that's cool. I can do that. So we did that. We went at Sainsbury's, and then we went to Costa. So we had his first, well, I'm sure it's not his first social event in that respect, but social event with me. So we went to Costa and had chocolate and coffee and stuff. And Usher was a very good boy. And he did have a little sniff at the culinary merchandise, on offer, but it didn't do anything with that, so that's good. I had to go, did the whole thing about how you sort of take him and then and sort of block him in the counter so that he's standing under at the counter, but you're kind of essentially blocking him in sort of just with your legs, so he's kind of he stays within your parameter. So did all that, got our order, and he was good. We did all about first aid, so and talk about what vet to contact and register with. So everything from, you know, what to do if he has a twisted stomach. Well, essentially, most of it is call the vet. And if he's got infected ears, just things to look out for. You know, if he isn't pooing, is anything, you know, is anal glands, lovely. Nothing like studying anal glands when you're drinking a chocolate orange, a hot chocolate with orange in it, with a great big piece of turdy looking chocolate on the top. And eat and mess, you wouldn't want to be having that when you were discussing turds and anal glands. But anyway, important stuff nevertheless, and talk about worming and fleeing and you know, all that kind of stuff. So and just making sure he gets his checkups and all that, so that was good. Learned all about that. We then what else did we do? Then we went back, so did my route back, and groomed him, and he loved it. He loves being groomed, and he's a very, very handsome dog. Everyone keeps telling me that, I keep telling them that that's why he's a good match for me, you see. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah, I groomed him. So with got his just with my fingers, you know, just sort of went through his fur and just sort of gave him a little massage against the grain of his fur, if you will, just so that I could make sure that we're loosening any hair or anything like that. And also, it's a good opportunity to look for any abnormalities. But he was fine. And as he has a clean bill of health so far, and then what I did was then you brush him, and which he loves, and all the hair starts to come out and stuff, and then comb him, and so I did all my combing of him, and then washed his face with a wet. It's not really chamois, but it's like it's an artificial chamois, and washed his face and he liked that, and then. Washed it and then just buffed his body up really, and it was great, and he loved it. His little head, well, no, it's not a little head, but his big head was like bobbing up and going yay, and he was like letting me do it under his chin and everything else. It was really cool and a good bonding experience. So yeah, we'll do that once a week or so. And the garden, I mean, it's ideal because there's a really big step that I wouldn't ordinarily come out of that door to come down, because it's a massive step, but it's brilliant for sitting on and grooming the dog. So it's cool. So I shall do that often. And it's good. He liked it. And then we did another route. We went to the train station, which is essentially, it's a parallel route to the Sainsbury's one. But then you sort of go, you're on a different, slightly different road and a different elevation. And then, of course, you're on the main road. So there's a point where we crossed the road. Normally you would go sort of straight on, but you're bearing left slightly, and this was straight on but bearing right and towards the main road. So that was again very much about keeping in, but using the lead just to assure him and just to be assured that you're not going too near to the road, but you're pointing him at the next drop curb, the next curb, the curb you actually want, rather than the one that he anticipates that you're going to go to because you've done it before. And then, of course, he uses initiative because he went, okay, that curb. And then just went, yeah, I get it, and went to it. And it was awesome. So, yeah, and then we went to the station, had to cross a busy road. I was a bit peed off because there was a twit who was insistent on catching a bus. So I more or less gate-vaulted Usher just to get his bus. And I was tempted. If I'd have been on my own, I probably would have walked up to the bus and called him out on it. But, you know, that's me. Anyway, went to the station in readiness, really, I suppose, for sort of next week when we'll be doing routes towards work and things like that. So he knows where the station is now. And then back home, ready for our big day tomorrow, which will be in Worcester. So if all goes well, next week, the expectation is that I would possibly be in a position to qualify as a guide dog owner, which would be awesome. And then we're going to do London on the weekend, so next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday, if all goes well. I hope it will. I'm sure it will. Again, there were some more distractions. There was another distraction on the station route, which, again, I'm still not handling too well at the moment, but what is good, my discipline with him is very good. He's stirring now, right now. In fact, I'm going to do him a favour and turn the light off because I don't really need it on. But yeah, he's I'm told that his discipline is just fantastic. And I've really honed in on that and really kind of got him to a good level. But it's actually the distractions that I'm finding a little bit difficult, and I will get it. I mean, I'm not worried at this stage, to be quite honest. So then what happened then? He was a bit distracted at times, and that was fine. It was understandable. There were things to be distracted about, but I've got to be a lot more definite with that. But I will be, and it'll come, and I'm not, as I said, worried. And then brought him back, did his run. I want to talk about picking up poo. I mean, I've mentioned picking up poo before, but I've not really talked about why it's important to pick up poo. It's important to pick up poo, not just for cleanliness, obviously, that goes without saying, but also because you can tell a lot about your dog's welfare if you're picking up his poo. So, basically, he's snoring, knocking off. Oh dear. So when you're picking up his poo, obviously you would expect it to be a certain way. So why would you know that Usher's poo has to, you know, is a certain size, is a certain constituency. Yeah. So you know how firm it is, normal sort of size, normal kind of feel. And it has been, but you know, if he's runny, you would need to know that, because you might need to starve him for a bit, for 24 hours, and then you know, do your various sort of first aid bits. So it is important to pick up your dog's poo and to know that it's normal, and to know when it isn't. And so that was good. So I actually don't mind doing that. It's an odd thing, because I feel almost that I'm closer to him, because I'm taking my responsibility for him sort of seriously, you know. It's that kind of thing. So enough about poo for now. But anyway, I was going to tell you something else. No, I can't think, and I'm sure there was something important. Hang on, I'm going to pause. I'm going to see if I can remember. Okay, what I was going to say was that one of the most important things that was happening for me today as well was that I was really in a position to be trusting Usher. Again, a lot of good information today came from RJNet and Salwar as well, so thanks to them. And of course Claire, my Claire, who is ever there really and ever present. But yeah, nice, you know, getting some good information from three at the moment, really good people, and others on the peripheries that have been just said little things and commented on Usher's thoughts for the day and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, what I was wanting to say was about trusting him more. And what happens with my site quite often is that I'm using it, but it's not really very useful. And almost the most ideal time is when I get to look but not really see, when it's in a relaxed environment. So a good example I can think of is if I'm going along in a car and, you know, I'm a passenger and I'm looking out the window, Now, I might see green trees and I might see fields and have a general idea. Oh, yeah, there's a field and there's a cow. And then suddenly my mind would go, actually, was that a cow or was it a house? I really wouldn't have a clue from a distance. And I felt like that today. I felt almost that I was in respect of my sight. It was a sort of a sweet spot moment where I didn't need to worry so much about what I was seeing, and in actual fact, I could enjoy my eyesight just working and just doing whatever my eyesight does, without the literal headache that I get when I'm trying to use it when it's neither use nor ornament. Now, you know, I'm not ungrateful for the sight that I've got. Don't get me wrong. But it really is much of the time not very much use. So it's good. And I think I'm ready now to trust Usher more in the dark as well. Remembering that, you know, even a trip to the run, for example, he can see way more than I'll ever be able to see. And more than enough to get me where I need to go. So I thought that was quite a milestone for me, really. He still hasn't barked. He doesn't do as much as a little growl. He does a little whine, because what I started doing is when the guide dog trainer comes, I don't let him out straight away because I just don't want him going crazy. And, actually, it's me that he needs to be focusing on. So more and more now, he is becoming me-centric. And of course, you know, he still loves his trainer and all that, but he is more likely to come to me. So we had a moment where I was calling him, he wasn't coming, and I was going, oh, shall I come on? And then she said, just almost like put your arms out and then sort of squat down a little bit and sort of call him, and I did, and he came bounding to me and did a big licky thing, so like, yeah, got ya. And then it was good, I could get his harness on. But he's very, very, very disciplined. He does keep sort of having a little lie down, really. I mean, even if we're talking for a couple of minutes, instead of sitting down, he'll lie down at the curb. So I'm going to have to sort of stop him doing that a little bit, I think, as time goes on. It's no more than I'd expect from a dog, really. I mean, if we're talking for a bit, he tends to just have a little lie down. I might have to look at correcting that if it goes on, because what I don't want him to do is lie down when he should be sitting down, and all we're actually going to do is cross a road. That would be not great, but I'm sure we can deal with it. It's a minimal thing considering all the other brilliant traits he has. Anyway, that's quite an update, but I wanted to do that because, as I say, tomorrow we're going to Worcester, and I'm sure there'll be lots to record at Worcester. So I might try and do sort of more like a stereo-y kind of thing in Worcester. So that's it then. I'm going to go for now, and we will play out with this one, because I do rather like it. So, what I haven't told you is that Usher's blog can be found at www.facebook.com/Usher's Pause for Thought. And he can also be found on Twitter with Usher's Thoughts. All right, I think that's it now. We're up to date, and I will speak to you soon with more adventures and talks about how we are and what we're doing. And again, thanks for all your support, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.